USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Existing home sales are hitting a low not seen in a decade. The National Association of Realtors says sales have fallen 8 months in a row. The ongoing drop comes as mortgage rates price many out of the market. President Biden is in Pittsburgh on Thursday to give a speech on infrastructure. Biden will revisit the Fern Hollow Bridge, which collapsed in January when he was in town. He'll also appear at a fundraising event for Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's U.S. Senate campaign in Philadelphia Thursday night. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss resigns after 6 weeks in office.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she is going to resign and step away from the job she recently took.
I recognize, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Her new finance minister reversed almost all of her planned tax cuts. Truss claims she cannot deliver the mandate on which she was elected. It will take about a week to elect her replacement. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The president is selling more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a way to lower gas prices ahead of the midterm elections. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says that's not okay.
He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have.
High gas prices have been a thorn in the side of the Biden administration for much of the year. President Biden has depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to its lowest level since the 1980s, and gas prices are still close to $1.50 a gallon, more than when he took office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott began busing illegal immigrants to northern cities to provide relief for overwhelmed border communities. The Humanitarian Relief Center opened in Randall's Island, New York on Wednesday, containing enough to house up to 500 illegal immigrants. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox Business that this is what an America Last agenda looks like.
Thousands of people in custody with no end in sight. People just walking over, walking back and forth, like there was no border.
As Russia's assault against Ukraine continues, the NATO alliance appears ready to grow, with Finland and Sweden on the verge of membership. It's a move bound to anger Russia's Vladimir Putin, who's been warning against NATO expansion. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will take steps if anything gets in the way of that membership.
Sweden and Finland are integrating into NATO's civilian and military structures, and it is inconceivable that the NATO allies will not act if there is any form of pressure against Sweden and Finland.
FedEx says it's ready for the upcoming holiday season. Its chief customer officer also telling CNBC the company didn't have a usual hiring announcement ahead of the traditional busy season. This comes despite a prediction about a gloomy season for online holiday sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.